Adventures in Research. Ah, these artists. The eccentric chaps with palette, easel, smock, and beret. Impractical, heads in the clouds. Or are they? Strange that Da Vinci was a scientist and an artist, and Samuel Morse for another. And today I'd like to tell you the story of two men who spent 10 years teaching the sun to paint a picture and finally succeeded because of the magic cupboard. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Today it is the story of two artists who found in a magic cupboard a thrilling and enriching adventure in research. In 1826, in a side street shop in Paris, two aspiring artists have visited an art dealer to pick up additional supplies, a chance meeting that must have made Destiny rub her hands in glee.
Oh, Monsieur Niepce, a pleasure to see you.
Now, Armand, no shilly-shallying. I can tell by your manner that the pigment did not arrive.
Oh, no, monsieur. What on earth shall we do with such abominable dealers? You send an order and poof, you never hear
about it. Armand, it is 4 months now. If you cannot supply me, I can find some other dealer.
Oh, but, Monsieur Niepce, patience, no. The pigment you have ordered leaves me trembling each morning in anticipation of its arrival.
I've listened to enough alibis and wheedlings, Armand. Look, you wily blackguard, if the pigment
pardon,
does not...
monsieur, another customer. Content yourself with looking at this stuff, Monsieur Niepce. I shall return in a moment.
Well, I shan't wait very long, so be quick about it.
Yes, monsieur. Oh, Monsieur Daguerre, what happy occasion brings you to my humble shop?
Look, Armand, you know perfectly well. Has the pigment arrived yet? No, of course not. And I will not tolerate any more of your excuses. For 4 months now, I've been trying...
Oh, you artists, nothing is more important to you than a tube of paint. Why not instead contemplate the beauty of nature, the sunset, the clouds in their endless eye of...
If I want philosophy, I shall not come to an art dealer. What about the pigment?
Armand, I can't wait forever. What about the pigment?
Pigment? Why did I not heed the advice of my sainted mother? Artists are a bad lot, she said, Armand. Artists are a bad...
Pardon, monsieur. But you have placed an order for pigment?
I have, monsieur. Burnt sienna, and this odoriferous dealer has promised
burnt
me...
Burnt sienna? Hmm? Oh, dear, the same. For 4 months, I...
4 months to the day. I have come into his shop now, and no pigment.
My God, monsieur. Louis Daguerre.
Permit me. Joseph Niet.
Ah, oh, you see, already you are acquainted. A friendship is born. And what is a tube of pain compared to a friendship that my...
Hush, Charmant. Daguerre. A scene painter, I seem to recall.
You do me honor, monsieur. Yes, I have painted a few scenes. The galleries have hung a few...
I thought so. And most creditable, if I recall.
I'm sorry, Monsieur Niepce, that I cannot return the compliment, but...
But you have never heard of Monsieur Niepce. One of nature's noblemen, as far. A scientist, if you please. Why, already he is renowned for his efforts to reproduce images by sunlight.
No. Mon Dieu. I have read of your experiments. I, too, have been working toward the same goal.
It is hard to believe, Monsieur Daguerre. And with what progress?
I've made many of Scheler's experiments. Huh? The action of light on silver salt.
Yes, yes. Fascinating, is it not? And have you...
Oh, gentlemen, a lasting friendship. Surely you will not forget it was Armand who brought you two together, and if the burnt sienna is delayed a trifle, surely you will believe...
Please, Monsieur Niepce,
Can we not continue this discussion elsewhere?
Oh, but of course. Come along. And have you heard of Sir Humphrey Davy's experiment?
Gentlemen, you come back next week and I assure you the pigment you are quite will be...
Forget the order. I have other things to think of.
Yes, Sir Armand. You may cancel my order, too. I have no need for burnt sienna.
But, Monsieur Nips, the gear, the burnt sienna, I... Why did I not heed my sainted mother's words? Artists are a bad lot, Armand. That's what...
And so Joseph Niepce and Louis Daguerre merged their mutual interest in photographing images by the chemical action of light. They did not have much to go on. True, the Swedish chemist, Scheele, had described the action of light on silver nitrate. And later, Wedgwood had produced silhouettes of ferns and engravings upon paper sensitized with silver nitrate. But these quickly darkened and disappeared. So Niepce and Daguerre had little to go on but their own enthusiasm.
Now, look, Louis. We have here the camera. The box is tightly closed. No light can enter, n'est-ce pas?
Correct. Now, the light enters through the tiny hole here and casts a shadow of this vase on the back wall of the box.
So, by placing the piece of silver nitrate paper on the back of the box, the vase will be reproduced.
And we trust. After all, Joseph, the camera we have here has been attempted before.
Yes, yes, but everything must be attempted again and again. Now, I open the aperture and let the image of the vase reflect onto the back wall of the box. There. Look, an image.
Yes, barely, Joseph. But it's far too faint to be of any value at all. You can scarcely discern the vase.
Very well. Now, this is what I attempted before I happened to meet you, Louis.
Line engravings by means of light?
Yes. I took a piece of glass or a silver-plated tablet or something of that nature. Over it, I spread a sort of asphalt. Then, on top of this, I placed the engraving.
Did you treat the engraving at all?
Yes, yes. I oiled it and waxed it until you could almost see through it. This, then, I exposed to sunlight for at least 10 hours, or sometimes 12.
And the sunlight bit into this asphalt coating?
Precisely, except where the lines on the engraving were black or heavy. Then, after the exposure, I dipped the print in oil of lavender.
Oh, magnificent.
Magnificent? Hardly, Louis. It still takes at least 10 hours of exposure in direct sunlight. I'm afraid photography is as far off as ever. Unless we can try something completely different.
So Louis Daguerre and Joseph Niepce experimented again and again, and finally reached one decision.
Louis, I'm afraid that the original idea of mine is futile. Let us give it up completely.
Yes, Joseph. Perhaps we had better start all over again. Perhaps we can hit on some new approach to it. Some happy accident that may...
Yes, yes, Louis. The happy accident.
And the happy accident occurred. Daguerre discovered in some odd way that a silver plate exposed in the dark to the vapor of iodine becomes exceedingly sensitive to light. How he accidentally discovered that is unknown, but at last he had a starting point for his experiment. Now, with such plates, he could reduce the exposure time to 3 minutes. But still, the images were faint.
Bravo, Louis! Only 32 minutes to photograph the room itself here, out of the sun rays.
Yes, Joseph, but still the picture is so faint. If I could only seize the light, have the sun himself draw my picture.
It is not that the images are too faint, Louis. It is just that we cannot develop them stronger. If we could find some way to bring the picture out clearer. What do you want done with the plate?
Put it in the cupboard there. If there's room.
Mon Dieu, look at it. Bottles and jars and like a cook's kitchen. Tomorrow we might try treating the plate with something. But for now, sleep calls.
And the next morning, Louis Daguerre went to the cupboard, removed the plate from the crowded assortment of jars, vials, bottles, and chemicals, and discovered...
Mon Dieu! Look! Look!
What? What?
The picture! The picture of the room! It is bright and clear. It is there. Clear and true.
Mon Dieu, it is. What could have brought it out?
I did nothing. You put it in the cupboard?
The cupboard! Could there be something in the cupboard among all those jars and bottles? Something that acted on the plate?
It must be. Come, empty the cupboard. We shall test every possible jar and bottle until we find what happened last night in that magic cupboard.
And so they did. Emptied the immense cupboard of all its substances and tested each of them to determine what vapor had developed the plate. Daguerre found it.
The dish of mercury, Joseph. It acts the same way. The vapors from the mercury...
But, Louis, mercury vaporizes only in warmer temperatures.
Then the cupboard must be a hot box, because that's it. The vapor from the mercury developed the picture... On the plate.
And so Louis Daguerre discovered that he could develop an exposed plate by placing it in the dark, face down, over a dish of warmed mercury. Those parts of the plate upon which the rays of light have been focused will absorb the mercury vapor in the exact proportion to the intensity of light which affected them. To fix that image, Daguerre needed only to immerse the plate in a bath of sodium thiosulfate, what is now photographer's hypo. And so scientists and people generally honored Daguerre. The pictures were beautiful, and the mystery of it all appealed to the public's fancy. It was after the death of Joseph Niépce in 1833 that Daguerre gave his discovery to the world, and the French government in return granted him a pension for the rest of his lifetime.
It was a long time ago that Joseph and I were here. The shop looks far different. You say you are Armand's nephew.
Why, yes, Uncle Armand passed away, 3 years ago, monsieur. Can I be of any service?
No, no. This art shop means a lot to me. It was here that I met... Well, I needn't bore you with an older man's story. Ah, yes, yes. The shop is so different. Cleaner, bigger, too.
Yes, monsieur. We bought the building next door, and now you see we...
Well, merci. I just thought I might stop in.
You are an artist, monsieur?
I was once, boy. Now the sun is painting my picture for me.
Then there would be no supplies monsieur might need.
No. Oh, wait, yes. Do you happen to have any... never mind. I bet that rascal... never ordered it in the first place.
And that's today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Join Join us again next week for another transcribed story by Dr. Thomas on Adventures in Research.